is Andrew from the Prudence office.
Hi, my name's Kayla. I'm calling from Medical Assistance. I was working with Flora on a prior authorization for a patient.
Just a moment. Still waiting for her, just a second. Okay, just a moment, I'm transferring my call.
Okay.
Hi, this is Kayla speaking. How can I help?
Is this Flora?
Flora is not available right now, but I can help with her patients.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?
It's Carol.
Okay, so I was calling back. We did two authorizations yesterday for the same patient. So the patient's name was Timothy Sykes, date of birth 5/4/58.
Okay, I have that patient. Okay.
So the first case I have here is for the MRI, the abdomen, the 74183. And our physician has reviewed this request and denied it.
Okay.
And he has here, there is limited information and clarification is needed. Per NCCN, rectal cancer restaging protocol.
Okay.
PET CT is not routinely indicated. Follow up is by chest CT. Abdomen CT or MRI. And pelvis MRI.
Okay.
If there is a contraindication to both CT and MRI, IV contrast agents, requiring PET scan, please state so. Also, the clinical note submitted states MRI pelvis was to be obtained, but this is ordered as an MRI abdomen. Please clarify if MRI abdomen or pelvis is to be ordered.
Let me check just a moment. I see this is for MRI pelvis. Let me check the code too. The code is 72197. I'm not sure how. You said the code is 74183, right? We had requested for the abdomen.
Correct. The code that was given yesterday was 74183.
Okay. Can you change it? That's not the correct code. We are requesting for MRI pelvis, which is
72197. Okay, so I will have to send this back to him for review with this updated code. So that was for case number 252-311-0135. And then the other case was 252-311-0124. And it's actually the same denial reason.
For the PET scan, right?
Correct.
Okay.
He just kind of combined the two denials into one.
Okay, no worries. Regarding the PET scan, I just wanted to let you know that the reason for the PET scan is staging following the neoadjuvant therapy that was given to the patient. I'm not sure if that is already mentioned on the notes, but that's the reason if that changes the determination on the case.
It would not. He is saying that per NCCN guidelines, a PET is not recommended for follow-up.
Let me check. Okay. And is there any option for peer-to-peer on the denial?
There is the option for peer-to-peer. We do schedule those in advance. Our physician is available Mondays through Fridays for peer-to-peers. And scheduling anytime in between 7:30 and 10:30.
Okay. Do you have the number on which we can call for scheduling?
Number is 1-800-537-8862. And then you want option 2, option 3, and option 1.
Okay, got it. Can you also fax us the denial letter for the 78815?
We don't have the ability to fax these. They do come out in the mail.
Okay, no worries. Can I get your name and initial to your last name?
Yep. Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, first initial to my last name is H.
Perfect. Thank you for the information, Kayla.
Yep, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.